This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, well, feels like this entire show talking about last night's game, just a major don't do this.
I'm going to give the don't do this to the team. Why, not us.
Yeah. Oh,
well, don't shoot the messengers, man. We're just here.
No,
we're
not
break
the show,
it down.
But it just feels like we've been talking about a don't do this game.
It was such a don't do this
for
game.
For 2+ hours, which is frustrating for sure. I'm going to give one, though, to Mavericks owner Mark Cuban.
Oh, I love the Cubes.
Who is all of a sudden decided that the NBA's new playoff format is not to his liking. Now, he didn't say anything before when they adopted the play-in tournament. Now, remember this year, Woods, they're doing just the new format where the 7th place team will play the 10th place team and the 8th place team will play the 9th place team to, like, play into the final 8. It's a way to keep more teams alive and keep interest in more cities and give more teams an opportunity, especially in a shortened season. Not once did he say anything. But now that his team happens to be in 7th place in the Western Conference, Mark Cuban is coming out and saying, this is a ridiculous idea. I don't know why we're doing that. Well, yeah, the seventh place team is the one that gets hurt the most by the new format. Instead of automatically going to a first-round series, you now have to play your way in, which makes it a little bit harder. But, you know, he didn't think his team was going to be in 7th. He thought it would be a little bit better. Wouldn't matter. Now that it does, all of a sudden he's coming out strongly against the NBA's new playoff format. It's a very me-centric philosophy, which, come to think of it, with Mark Cuban, is not all that surprising.
Yeah, it's true. It's, you know, it's just, it's very sour grapes-ish. You know, we don't like sour grapes. You know, nobody likes sour grapes. We've all done it. Interesting development yesterday. Former Major League Baseball player, I guess you could say, Yasiel Puig. So he's being sued right now for sexual battery. A woman claimed that in the Staples Center during a Lakers game on Halloween of 2018, he followed her into a bathroom and sexually assaulted her. Now, it's weird that this is taking. It's been, you know, 2.5 years. Since this statement has come, he just put the statement out yesterday, Ben. So he admits he did have a sexual encounter with the woman. He insisted the whole thing was consensual. The woman claimed she did not know Yasiel Puig before the alleged incident. Now he is firing back, claiming that it was the woman who initiated the sexual encounter. He says, let me be clear and set the record straight once and for all. These allegations are totally false. False? The evidence proves. Go ahead. The evidence proves they are false. I look forward to all the facts and the truth coming out. He goes, the fact is I did have consensual sex with a woman I met at a Lakers game after she propositioned me. Afterward, we talked about going out together. She said she did not want her fiance to find out. We messaged each other afterward. We planned to get together again. He has the messages. He has these messages from her kind of showing that she did, in fact, know him, know who he was. said she was engaged. She's trying to work it out and figure out how they can meet up again. Look, it's going to go to, obviously it's going to go to court. This does feel a little bit like he may have the upper hand in this. We'll see.
You know, it's
it's always dicey, man.
Well, you know,
their argument was, and it's a slippery slope, but their argument from his legal team was that she waited so long that now they have no security footage,
right?
No witnesses. Like, it didn't just happen last week, kind of a thing. And he's saying, well, for whatever proof it's worth, I've got digital receipts. I've got the messages on Instagram.
Yeah, from her that, you know, clearly proved that she did know who he was.
Here's the problem. There's been a whole ton of creepy guys in the past who have also used that very same defense that, oh, no, this was consensual. Yeah, something happened, but it was totally consensual in what she's lying. Deshaun Watson coming to mind. That's exactly what his lawyer's strategy is right now. Yeah, there were consensual encounters with a number of these massage therapists, but they were all consensual. Now they're all coming back and saying that they're not. Well, it's very possible that that is what happened with Yasiel Puig, that there was a consensual encounter, and now a couple of years later, someone sees a chance to make some money and, you know, it's filing a lawsuit. At the same time, in many, many of these cases, you know, women were pressured into encounters or against their will were forced into and then didn't feel like they could say anything or didn't have the courage to do so for a while. And there's nothing wrong with that.
His attorney said the accuser had designs on meeting him. She sent him repeated Instagram messages along with her cell phone number and a heart emoji, all unsolicited by Mr. Puig. After the game, the accuser sought out Mr. Puig in person at the Chairman's Club, asked him to go into a bathroom with her for consensual sexual encounter. The attorney said they continue to message each other in the days and weeks after the incident, the accuser sending him a series of affectionate and endearing messages that aren't consistent with someone who was sexually assaulted. It's wild and awful. It's awful for, you know, if he's falsely accused, it's terrible. If he did what she accused him of doing, he should be in jail. That's it.
Sure. And it makes it harder for all the women who legitimately, you know, were violated, that, you know, something happened to them, to come forward in the future, because it just means that there's going to be more people who then don't believe them. I think all of these cases deserve to stand on their own. You know, if there is evidence, if Yasiel Puig has evidence, good, present it, you know, show what really happened. But you can't all just say, oh, they're just all going after money, because that's what guys like Deshaun Watson are doing here in the massage therapy case. Now, in his case, when it's so many women, that does not look good for Deshaun Watson.
No, God, there's so many.
All right, speaking of not looking good, Cleveland Indians infielder Yu Chang shared on Twitter some of the racist social media messages he received after he made a throwing error in Cleveland's loss on Monday to the White Sox. And then, of course, a bunch of Cleveland fans started sending him messages, and he shared a couple of them.
I don't think you can read them.
No, he tweeted, "Exercise your freedom of speech in a right way. I accept all comments, positive and negative, but all caps, definitely not racist ones."
They're gnarly. Look them up for yourself, because you don't want to read them. I mean, they're gnarly. Gnarly. I can't imagine sending that to one of our players.
And
I just can't.
Of course, violence and racism against Asians has been a real problem. It's up, they say, 150% in the last year, partly to do with the coronavirus and, you know, origins in China. Now, he's not even Chinese. He's Taiwanese.
Right.
But doesn't seem to matter to the racist people who sent him some of these tweets. And he wasn't just going to take it quietly. He wanted to make it public.
Good for him, man.
He sent it out there.
Good for him.
Trying to do something a little bit more in the hashtag Stop Asian Hate movement, getting national attention last month, of course, after a white guy killed 8 people, including 6 people of Asian descent, in a series of shootings in the Atlanta area. So, you know, this is
they need to be
still
put
something that's happening out there.
They need to be put on blast. They absolutely need to be put on blast, you know, for sending messages like that. It's horrid. The messages are horrid. If you don't want to ruin your day, don't read them. But if you want to find out what they say, we're not going to read them.
2 of the accounts no longer exist. Cancel their accounts. The other one's private. But the screenshots are out there if you really need to see them, which you don't. Just trust us on this one. And that is Don't Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Wish me luck, Woodsy.
Good luck, man.
Today is the day I get vaccine number two. Fully vaccinated in a couple of weeks after it takes full effect. But I'm a little nervous just because some people have had stronger reactions to the second one and they feel not so good for the next day or so. I don't know. You know, tomorrow, will I be coming in here not feeling great or need to take a day off?
Won't even? That be like every other day when
That's
you come
point.
In not feeling
now,
great?
Now, Paulie just had...
No joy in my life.
Paulie, right. You just had your second one on Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday morning. Arm is finally pretty much back to normal. I can feel my shoulder again. yesterday was rough. I feel fine.
Sound good.
Yesterday wasn't great. I felt like I was either about to get the flu or I just come out of the flu. You know what I mean? Not full on flu symptoms, but just those kind of achy. All you want to do is kind of wrap up in a blanket. I pretty much laid low most of yesterday.
It's weird though because I feel like that every day, every single day. I want to lay low and wrap up in a blanket every day of my life when I get out of here. That's all I want to do is wrap up in a blanket and lay around.
Part of that's just getting up so early in the
morning.
That's it.
Yeah. That's exactly. I wonder how normal people. Feel. I do feel like you guys are doming yourselves out.
Well, I saw a lot of people that were like, oh my God, I had the second shot of Moderna and it wiped me out for 3 days. I mean, it knocked my my mother-in-law out for 2 or 3 days when she got her shot. And so, yeah, you see those stories. You definitely do get a little concerned. You're sitting there just waiting for it to happen, but I felt pretty good.
Are you telling me you're not coming in tomorrow?
It's kind of a little bit of a warning that it's possible. I've preemptory taking the days off at Channel 10 just in case.
Now, don't go out and drink a bunch of tequila tonight either.
That I think that increases the chance I should be here tomorrow, though, so I won't have to work as late and get a little more rest.
A little more rest.
Before tomorrow morning.
You're doming yourself out bad. You're in your head right now.
You think so?
I think you're taking all these. Paulie did a lot of precautions just to make sure.
If you look for symptoms, you generally find them.
What is this? Do I feel something?
You know, multiple jobs. I didn't want to like leave anyone high
in the
and
lurch.
Dry.
Yeah.
So I told my other job, hey, just an FYI, I'm working tonight. I am getting my shot this morning. I have no idea if and when I'll feel like crap, but if I do, I'm letting you know now. I let our engineers know here.
It's smart.
If I wake up feeling like crap, I don't think I'm actually sick, right? It's just the vaccine. Can I still come into work? And they're like, okay.
But let again, us come. You will flub so much tomorrow.
I don't think it's psychosomatic. There's a lot of people who have really felt... awful
just
for
take
like
some
24
Alka-Seltzer
hours
and do the show, bitch.
Yeah, do the show, bitch. All right, so you're telling me you're probably not coming in. If I see you out at dinner tonight sucking down tequila sunrises, then we have a problem.
Fair enough.
You know
that's
he's, like you know he's going
that's never stopped me from
of Alka-Seltzer.
That's never stopped me from coming in before, though.
Yeah, but if you're sick, then you're Ben, I told you about...
The sealed little package looked very reputable.
I told you about the company softball game, and for those of you who missed it, I knew a guy that called in sick to work, didn't go into work because he wasn't feeling well, showed up at 6 p.m. for the company softball game, delivered several hits, made several dazzling plays. You know who that guy was? That guy was me. My boss pulled me aside in the parking lot and ripped me a new one that I still have. He goes, you can't call in sick and then go to the company softball game, you absolute buffoon. What are you thinking? I go, well, I felt better. He goes, I bet you did. I bet you get your ass up and you come to work. And then you go home and sleep. And then you come to the game. Or you skip the game and get rest. It was one of the dumber moves I've ever made in my entire life. I've never forgotten it. Never. Such a bad look. All right? So I'll be watching you tonight. I'll be hawkeyeing you. I'm driving by your house.
I would say, let's see, we've been doing this show together for three years.
You pick him up on the way.
I'm going to pick you up tomorrow.
I think we can count on one hand the number of times the two of us have called in sick.
Yeah.
You had to do it like our first week.
2 days.
You came in 3 straight days looking like death. And then finally we had your funeral on the fourth day.
I remember
who the hell is this guy?
We just started the show. This guy's already out sick. It was the stress of getting the job that just knocked me on my ass.
And I think maybe once I had to call in sick in the last 3 years. But
yeah.
We don't do it often.
We don't do it often.
That.
All right, listen, here's the deal. I'll now mentally prepare myself for the fact that you will be sick/hungover tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Deal.
Craig Calcaterra is going to talk baseball with us next, one of our favorite guests. I know he didn't enjoy that Padres game, even as a non-affiliated observer, any more than we did.
But an observer that has just purchased his first San Diego Padres hat. So there you go.
That's coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This like some special street version of Alka-Seltzer.